We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It's a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley, and the Morning Show has a roster change today. Death in the family for Rhea Hughes. Our condolences to the wonderful Hughes family. In for her this morning is the man who does it all, the great John Johnson. Hi, John.
Morning, Ange.
What perfect timing to have Johnson in here, Al. Mm. He's got some... very dark thoughts about the current state of the Eagles. Very dark. And he's got lots of information updating us on the Phillies and their sudden hunt for a replacement for Andy McPhail.
Yep.
And all the excitement building for the draft tomorrow night for the Sixers and lots of moves happening, lots of trades happening. Will the Sixers end up with James Harden? Only one man knows, Al.
Who?
John Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. John, he's right there.
I know.
And at some point in the show, he will reveal his information on that. So you got to listen. It's a lot to work with here today. In addition to that, ladies and gentlemen, we are beginning a phenomenal giveaway, Al. How about a beautiful Peroni Vespa? It's a beautiful vehicle. It's like $7,000-$8,000 worth. It's beautiful. We are going to be giving a Vespa away starting today. We are getting qualifiers for the next 8 times that we do it, Al, for the Pizzadelphia thing, that big event that is coming up. And what we are doing is, at the end, we will have 8 finalists. We'll pull a name out, and somebody will win the vehicle. So you could win that vehicle today, or you could win a Travis Fulgham jersey, which is not used because they didn't use them Sunday, or a $50 Wawa gift card, or a $25 brewing Glen Mac. I'll tell you right now it is. Why don't I give you a head start today? Because we want to honor a man who is a big star on a Philadelphia TV show. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. The great Danny DeVito, Al, 76 years old today.
Wow.
And here's one more stat we got on Danny DeVito. He is 4'10", Al. 4'10". He's tiny.
Is that dwarf? No.
No, it's not dwarf, and it's not midget or little person, whatever they call it. No, that's just very, very, very short.
Okay.
4'10", worth $80
million. Wow.
Good for him.
Let me tell you something. When you're 4'10", and you're worth $80 million, that's like $200 million in tall people dollars.
Oh, my God.
It's harder when you're that short. That's a great accomplishment to be that short and that successful.
Huh?
Well, anyway,
I'm lost.
Have today is our giveaway list. I'm doing this ahead of time because the Vespa's at stake here.
Okay.
We are looking for the most famous short people, past or present.
Oh.
All right, and here's the thing. The judge, I canvassed everybody here. Johnson, I got you down for 5'9". Al, 5'11", 5'10".
I'm short. I'm 5'10". I'm here. Right.
5'10".
Used
but
to be 5'11".
He's shrinking, yeah. Joe Wechter, 5'9", we think. Ava Graham, 5'6 and a half. The big fella, 6'3 and a half and growing.
Yeah.
Ava Graham's a judge today. She's the tiniest. Got to go with the tiniest.
Yeah.
All right.
It's hard to judge women because they wear shoes with the heels.
No, she's 5'6 and a half. She revealed it to me this morning.
Half
inch. She has an extra half inch out.
Okay.
She got married. let me get, I'm using Jonesy's jokes.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Abel, what's the matter? All right, that's a Josie joke.
Oh, wait, real quick. Actually, Dan Donnelly might be shorter than me.
Oh, Dan Donnelly, how little is that guy?
He said he's 5'6", maybe 5'6 and a half.
All right, he's your consultant.
Okay.
All right, you work together with Donnelly. Two little twerps, no way.
Wow.
All right, anyway, 5'6", oh, that's tough, 5'6 and a half. It's very short.
Yeah.
All right, can I get to what, let me give you the long and the short of today's show, because my God, this is bad. I knew the game was bad. The aftermath was even worse. The aftermath was really bad. It did bring out some great journalism. In fact, two of the people we have on today did terrific pieces on the current state of the Eagles. At 8 o'clock, the great columnist from Delco Times, Jack McCaffrey's coming on, Al.
Okay.
He has proclaimed the imminent end of the Doug/Carson era in Philadelphia.
Oh.
He thinks it's over. He doesn't think they can get back anywhere near what they were once. And then at 9 o'clock, John Stolness, who also does the Phillies for Bleeding Green Nation, lots of other sources, hitting podcasts, hitting season podcasts, he did a story about basically how amazing it is what has happened to Doug and Carson in 3 years.
Huh.
And it is astounding. It's absolutely crazy. Joe Giglio's out at 7 to explore all that as well. Here's what's going on. Here's what's happened in the last 24 hours. Couple of reports come out that are believable to me. One I know to be true. One I'm not positive because I am not at practice to say. But Michael Silver, this is the NFL Network. Al, this is the actual arm of the league.
Yeah.
These guys do not come out with hot takes just to get people stirred up. They also have to pass the test of accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Silver is one of the people on the NFL Network. And he had a report yesterday on how Doug has been looking the other way as Wentz has been underperforming in practice. Listen to this.
Well, Chris, Carson Wentz this season is a far cry from the guy who was tearing it up in the first part of 2017. You know, there's some sloppy practice habits that he's been allowed to perpetuate that have carried over, not checking the ball down or knowing when to give up on a play, forcing the ball to predetermined receivers, and maybe overestimating his once elite athleticism. And look, they drafted Jalen Hurts in the second round. That was clearly a signal that they are not necessarily standing pat at that position. So I think organizationally they would like to continue to build this around Carson Wentz. But I think if this downward spirals, that there's a sense that it could all be blown up.
Could all be blown,
whoa,
up.
Blown up.
All right, now, the couple of things that I want to deal with. One is that based on what I'm seeing in the games, it would not shock me at all if Wentz was terrible in practice also. Because he looks awful. Even when he has the ample protection, even when he has an open receiver, half the time he hits him and half the time he doesn't. He's over his head. He's under his feet. He's John, am I misreading this?
You are 100% correct.
So I'm not going to think it's miraculous that on Sundays he's that and the other 6 days he's great. But it doesn't seem, with all these people there advising Wentz, that anybody is fixing him in any way. So I'm buying it. Now, Dog Al, who was testy on our show, maintained his testy nature throughout the day. He was asked about this, about whether the practices were sloppy. Listen.
Well, first of all, I did not see the report. And secondly, you guys are only out there for a short period of time, so I don't know where the information is coming from. Practice is where we perfect our craft and we do the things with all of our players to detail their work and whether it be fundamentals in the individual periods. So I don't understand where that's coming from, and we're just going to continue to coach and make sure we hold everybody accountable.
All right, let me explain exactly where it's coming from. Inside your organization.
Hmm.
There is no, John, is there any doubt?
There is no doubt
there
in my mind.
There is zero doubt. Because the media is not there long enough to see the practice. They're only seeing the first few minutes of it. You cannot base a conclusion on that.
No.
Somebody at the practices is back in snitch mode. Yeah, I wonder if Jeffrey's back.
Here we go.
Did Jeffrey get Josina back on speed dial? Whatever's going on, all right? Something's going on that they're not fixing. And it got – so Al, Les Bowen, he's a Bulldog-style reporter. He really pressed Doug on the sloppy issue. Here's what happened.
What do you think of Carson's
practice habits. Are they sloppy?
No.
All right.
That's it?
Hopefully that answers that question. You know, honestly, right, is the coach going to say, you think he's bad on Sunday, you should see him during the week. The guy's all over the place. We don't know what he's doing out there. He's not going to admit that anyway, Al. You know that. He's not going to admit it.
No.
But now let's get to the real thing. And it comes from a story today at Jeff McClain, who covers that team every day and has through the whole Doug Peterson, Carson Wentz era. And we should all, I should have been putting two and two together better than I did. All right, because Al, basically what's going on here right now is that Merrill Reese gives you the signal on what's going on as he describes a play designed for Jalen Hurts during the game Sunday. Listen.
Now Jalen Hurts comes in. He is in the backfield. Wentz split.
Yeah.
On the field.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because that's their designed play. I guess he can take a pass. They do that one thing where
he's been on the field for a whole bunch of these.
Yeah, I know. It's
weird.
What's
he doing?
Because I don't know. I guess they think he can throw the ball. If they throw
they're
it to him.
They're going
to
throw it to him.
Well,
and then
done it once.
They've done it
once.
One time.
But I don't know. I don't know what they do with Hurts. It makes no sense.
It made no sense to me either.
Yeah.
And then Jeff McClain explained it. Because they are so concerned about Wentz's ego, about Wentz being on the sideline when the guy they drafted in the second round is taking the snap from center, that they're keeping him involved on the field in the play.
Oh.
They're doing it merely to placate Carson Wentz. That is flat out stupid.
That's horrible.
It's horrible. But doesn't it make sense? They're coddling him. We're doing the coddle thing again. We watch it with the Sixers. You saw it over and over again with the Sixers mm-hmm. during the Brett Brown era. Now we're coddling Wentz. We're giving up a receiver on a play. And really, Al, they've only let Hurts throw it twice. He's taken 30 snaps.
Yeah.
Right? And they had a couple of successful plays. Most of the plays haven't worked either.
Well, they got to run through it. Otherwise, the other team just knows they're going to run.
But the telltale sign is, what in God's name is Wentz doing on the field when Hurts is under center? Why? Why is that happening? Now, listen to the snippy response that McClain gets when he asked Doug that yesterday. Listen to that.
Doug, with the Jalen Hurts plays, he's only thrown twice on 30-something plays there. Do you sense that defenses are obviously keen on the run there? And then would it make sense to take Carson off the field? At least you have one more receiving option to give the defense something to think about.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
So why haven't you done that?
That's a great idea. Something we'll look into.
Now, understand, all right, that Al, that was all, as McClain reported in his piece today, totally sarcastic. Totally sarcastic.
Yeah, and like, I'll listen to you for game.
Yeah, you know what, Jeff, if you got a little free time, could you come into the meetings with us today and offer your input? But Al, you just said it a minute ago. There's no logical justification in keeping a quarterback, an oft-injured quarterback, on the field as a potential receiver.
No, the only thing is he can throw it.
That's all right, fine. How many times are you going to use that in a year?
Well,
three?
I would like them to try it.
Well, they did it once.
But right? They threw it backwards.
No. Do you think maybe that the other team might catch on, that that's the only reason he's still on the field? No. They are afraid of Wentz's reaction. And I'm getting – now, the rest is all – what you're about to hear now is pure speculation. But here's the way I've tracked this. I don't have to roll numbers out for you to tell you that Wentz isn't anywhere close to the quarterback he was. Oh. All right? He's 30 points lower on quarterback rating than he was in 17. He went from MVP to the worst quarterback in football in 3 years. And, Al, there are issues mentally with him that they're trying to deal with. And they created a worse situation mentally for that young man when they used the second-round pick on his possible replacement. And now it has become a sore point with Wentz that they used that pick on another quarterback, even though they gave him $128 million, 66 mm-hmm. guaranteed. Al, they're trying to calm him down now by kissing his ass. Hello? Johnson.
This is horrible.
Is it true or isn't it?
No, it's exactly what they're doing, and it's setting the entire organization up for a huge failure, and we're watching it.
This can't end well. There's no good ending to this. First of all, when you got media people telling him what's obvious to do, get Wentz off the field if you want to use the other guy, and he's acting snippy about it, what the hell is happening here?
And I'm so glad that McClain said that. We've seen enough of that play to
it's
where you can
awful.
Make the comment.
It's awful. I got other comments. Doug yesterday said, you know, we were very successful with the Hurts plays early. You had maybe two good plays. He's been on the field 30 times. Give me a break.
Well, then the other team see it. And there we go.
I'll play for you later. He got into a big tie with Ruben Frank because Ruben Frank suggested that on some of those plays, the ball was not handled cleanly. And Doug went nuts, and Doug started interrogating the reporter, Ruben Frank. They put him on the defensive, kind of like me yesterday.
Oh, this is getting interesting.
Well,
that was Ava's fault, yeah.
That was Ava, though, all right? Yeah. Ava, that's what she does. She's just controversial.
She throws bombs.
All she does, she's a bomb launcher. All she does is launch bombs everywhere she goes. And now she's giving me a very obscene gesture. Anyway, let me give you the phone numbers. Let's get started. We got a Vesper in play today, as well as other great gifts. I'm just looking for great, incredibly famous, past or present, short people to honor the great Danny DeVito. I remember him as Louis De Palma. What was his show?
The movie?
Taxi.
Twins?
Yeah, Taxi.
Taxi.
Oh. He was great on Taxi.
I say this? You're the weakest on pop culture I've ever heard. Louis De Palma was a beautiful character.
Louis.
A while ago.
It's a nice name.
Yeah, he was a really profane and obnoxious human, and I enjoyed it.
There's a lot 215. Of smaller people like that.
You know, I'm not making statement.
Dogs, too. They're nasty little dogs.
Little dogs are bad, too?
Little dogs are nasty.
Little dogs have a Napoleon complex?
Dachshunds are the worst.
Who knew?
They can't
215-592-9494. Jump on now. We got a ton of show ahead, including the fact that you will not be going to Eagle games the rest of the season.
No, they're out.
WIP Sports Time 616.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.